Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and let's continue our college across preview and head to Homewood Field and Johns Hopkins University. That's where Dave Petromala is now entering. Is this right, Coach? Your 13th season with the Jays as the head coach?
That is correct. That is correct. Seems like a long time, doesn't it?
It really, really, really does. Has it flown by? Is that a good way to portray that?
Yeah, I would say so. It's been certainly a privilege for me. So it's flown by, and it's been nice. Had a great opportunity to be associated with some pretty spectacular young men.
Yeah, and it goes back to, of course, your playing days with the Jays and your two championships as a head coach and that amazing record of 138-45. Already 1-0 this year. It's hard to believe, but you're 1-0. A game played, you know, on February the 8th, Coach Petromala. That's a little early for me.
You know what? I think it's a little early for all of us. And when you look at the play, while we were thrilled to get a win and felt like we did some positive things, it still looks like February lacrosse, and it was chilly out there. So if we had our druthers, we would rather not play until March 1st and start things in February, start practice then. But the challenges that we're facing with scheduling and all these conferences, it's become something most recently that has really forced us to look at moving things a little bit earlier so that we can get enough games in.
Would the powers that be in NCAA lacrosse ever say, if everyone could agree, maybe you cut a couple games and say March 1st is the day that games will start? Is that day ever going to happen?
I don't see that. I think there are more important things for them to mandate. You know, recruiting would be one of them. I'd rather see them say, there's going to be no recruiting until a young man hits his junior year or his senior year. I'd like to see that happen before they start saying that we're going to play lacrosse in March. But if that's not happening, I certainly don't see them at this point in time, you know, backing the calendar up and starting things in March when it looks to me like rather than tightening the reins, they're actually loosening them.
Dave Petromala with us here on WBAL. His Jays did have an opening win over Siena 15-6. Let's talk about your team, Coach. Let's start between the pipes and goalie Pierce Bassett, now entering his third year as a starter. How impressive is that, two-time All-American, but just in general, to have that kind of consistency and continuity as a goalie?
Well, it's certainly nice when you go to bed at night and you lay your head on your pillow to know you've got a guy who's gotten the job done and then who you can trust, who's a leader and certainly is a proven commodity. Nights, there are a lot of sleepless nights, but it's certainly nice to know that the guy between the pipes it isn't a concern. He's really developed into a fine leader. A talented goalie, and the hope is that he performs just as you would expect a senior with a ton of experience should.
What about Phil Castronova, a junior who missed all of last season with that knee injury, and what does that mean to have him back?
Well, it's been great. Certainly, number one, it improves our athleticism at the short stick position. Phil's a guy that 2 years ago kind of burst onto the scene and had a great rookie campaign and was poised to have an even better one. I think what's happened is you see him out there and he runs around and he really doesn't look a lot different. He's still got a great burst of speed. He runs all day. He's got great wind and great conditioning. But what people don't realize is he's missed a whole year of lacrosse, and that can set you back. So more from a schematic point of view, Phil's got to kind of get up to speed and relearn many of the things that he had learned when he was a freshman. And after a year off, it just takes a little bit of time. But we've got our best ground ball player back, our best wing player. And certainly with the new rules, we think Phil, is tailor-made for those rules in terms of getting up and down and being able to create some transition and some quick strike offense with our short stick group.
Dave Petromala with us here on WBAL. You have a really, really strong returning attack, especially Zach Palmer and Brandon Benn. Palmer a senior, Benn a junior, but between them some 57 goals and well over 30 assists a year ago. How good is that combination?
Well, it's been a good group, and certainly with the addition of Will Stanwyck replacing Chris Boland, you feel good about a young man that got a lot of experience, a lot of valuable minutes last year when Chris Boland went down and was injured. And you add to that group, you know, John Kastner and a young freshman, Ryan Brown. We think we've got some depth there. What we would like to see is that group be a little more aggressive. We'd like to see them take a little pressure off of off of the middies. It'd be like, you know, having a point guard and the point guard balking to the forwards a lot, and the forwards initiating the offense a lot. That puts a lot of pressure on those forwards, but we'd like to take a little bit of that pressure off our midfielders and have the attack be a little bit more aggressive. But it's a very slick group. They possess a strong lacrosse IQ, so their acumen for the sport is very good, and they seem to be developing a nice feel for each other, so the chemistry is developing.
Now, Wells Stanwyck, is that the final Stanwyck of the empire, or are there more we have to talk about for the next 4 to 8 years?
Oh, no, he is not the last one.
You got to be kidding me.
There's another one.
I probably can't even ask you about that person coming through the pipeline, but that's amazing. I do want to ask you, Coach Petromala, about the AFC Championship. I know you're very close with Bill Belichick and John Harbaugh, and you had to deal with that for a second straight year. What was that like for you, and are you happy the Ravens broke through and then, of course, won the Super Bowl?
You get caught. Your friends are your friends. And obviously, I've become very close friends with Coach Belichick. We've known each other for quite some time and spent a lot of significant time together. That being said, I've also gotten to know John Harbaugh, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. So being a guy who lives here in the community, obviously, I'm always thrilled to see the Ravens have success, and certainly to see Coach Harbaugh and his staff have success. They're good people. They're hard workers. They do things the right way. So I'm really excited for them. And then obviously you feel for your friend. Here they are in the AFC Championship, headed to a potential Super Bowl berth, and they lose. So it's bittersweet on both fronts. But as a guy who's in the community in Baltimore, I'm certainly happy for the Ravens, the Ravens fans, and coach. But obviously disappointed for Coach Belichick, my friend.
Well, the Jays have the Towson Tigers on the road coming up on Saturday, February 16th, and then 4 straight home games. That includes Michigan coming to town, Princeton, Mount St. Mary's, and UMBC on the docket at Homewood Field. And, Coach, best of luck this year. We'll catch up with you very, very soon. It's a good-looking schedule, as always, a very tough one, and we'll see how the Blue Jays do this year. I think a lot of people have some really good feelings about your team.
Well, thanks so much. Hopefully we'll earn those feelings out on the field, and I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate your time tonight.
That's Dave Petromala, head lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins University. We're back with more next year on Sportsline.